Ez Hashem nether. Let's finish Shas together. Shabbos' learning was dedicated to the Nishmas of Imorah of Dov Siben Rav Yosef. Shabbos' daf was daf Asamach Beis. I did not get a chance to record it, so I'm going to record Shabbos' daf now. Samach Beis. We are at the bottom of Samach Alfam Beis. Boy Mine Rava Mir of Nachman. Rava asked a question from Rav Nachman. Kama Seirim Mishaleach. How many goats get thrown off the cliff? Meaning, we learned that if the sire Lashem, let's say the blood gets spilled of the sire Lashem, so you got to go bring another group of karbanos, another two karbanos, and do another lottery to get a new sire Lashem. So that means you have a new sire Lazazel. Then let's say it spills again, and you got to bring another group. So you could have three sire Lazazels. So how many of them do you throw off the cliff? Says the Gemara, Amale v'chi hedro mishalech. What, you're going to throw your whole flock of sheep off the cliff? Obviously, it's obvious that the Torah only requires you to throw one goat off the cliff. Amalo. So Rava said back to him, to Rav Nachman, what do you mean, v'chi hedro soreif? No, but here maybe there's a reason to send three Azazels off the cliff because you had three Sar Lashems that had to be burnt when you can no longer use their blood. You have to burn it outside the Gimel Machlis if the blood got spilled in the middle. So you're going to take the one and burn it. So maybe you should have three. Says the Gemara, you can't compare. Midami, Hasam, Loksiv, Oso. By the Sar Lashem, you're going to burn all three of them outside the Machlis because it doesn't say Oso. Hacha, but by the Sar Hamishtaleach, the Sar Lazazel, Ksiv, L'shalach oso lazazel amidbara. Only one animal gets chucked. Oh, so the question now is, which sar lazazel gets chucked? Itmar. Rav Papi Mishmei Darava Amar Rishon Mishaleach. It's the first one. That's what I would have said. Rav Shimi Mishmei Darava Amar Achron Mishaleach. No, it's the last one. The one that you finished the service of the blood with. Its partner, that's the sar lazazel that you threw off the cliff. Bishlama Rav Shimi Mishmei Darava Amar Achron Mishaleach Kasavar. That's what completed the avoda. So you should use its partner, the Sar La'azazel, the third hagrela. Elaref Papi Mishmei D'Rava Ma'ika Savar. What does he hold? Savalak Rabbi Yosi Damar Mitzvah Berishon. Rabbi Yosi, in another context, said that the mitzvah is to use the first one. Hey, Rabbi Yosi, which Rabbi Yosi? Elam Rabbi Yosi Dekupos. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yosi from the boxes of the Machzis Hashekel, a little review of Maseches Shkalim here. The Snan. Shalosh kupos shel shalosh shalosh sa. There were three boxes. Each one had three sa. Shebehen tarmanis alishko. As the money came in, you filled up the first box, the second box, the third box. Vayikasav alein aleph beis gimel. One, the first one had an aleph, second one a beis, third one a gimel. Vatanya. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Lama kasav alein aleph beis gimel. Leida eizem en nishmarishon. You got to know which one were the first coins. Lavi amen arishon. Shemitzah barishon. You should always have to use the first box. Says the Gemara, what kind of proof is that? Dilma. Over there, yeah, those coins came in first. They were able to be used lahakrava. As soon as they came in, you could use them to buy karbanos. So they came in before the third box came in. Ella. So this is not a good proof as opposed to the Sar Lazazel and Sar Lashem, where at the time that it was ra'i to throw the Azazel off the cliff, which is only after you finish with the blood sprinklings, you have three animals standing there. They're all equally ra'i. Ela Rabbi Yosi de Pesach. Rather, it's the Rabbi Yosi from Korban Pesach. The Sani will enter the Braisa. Hamafresh Pischo v'avod. If a guy separates a Korban Pesach and then he loses it, v'hifresh acher tachtov. So then he gets a substitute Korban Pesach. V'akach nimtza rishon. Then you find the first one. Very shnei and omdin. So now you have two Korban Pesach. So which one do you use? Eze men shiitza yikrav dir v'chacham. Chacham say you can use either one. Rabbi Yosi or mitzvah rishon. Rabbi Yosi says it's always a mitzvah to use the first one. V'ma yasheni muvchar mimenu. If the second one was a nicer animal, Yuvieno, then it's better to use the second one. Anyway, from here we see Rabbi Yosi's mitzvah berishon, and therefore also by the Sar La'azazel, he says mitzvah berishon. That's the end of the fifth parak, Hadron Alach, Hotziulo, and now we start the sixth parak, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. The Sar La'ashem and the Sar La'azazel mitzvah and shishneim shavim b'mare b'gop koma u'damim. They both have to have the same color. You can't have one white and one black. They both got to be the same color. They got to be the same size, same price. You got to buy them both in the same purchase. But b'di'evid, if they're not the same, size, height, or color. It's kasher b'di'eved. Lak echad hayom v'echad l'machar k'sherin. If you bought one today and one tomorrow, it's also kasher. Meis echad mehen. If one of the goats died, imach l'higro meis. If it died prior to the lottery, yikach zug l'sheni. So then, if it died before the lottery, so just get another goat and do a lottery. But if it's after the lottery you died, you have to bring another set of animals, and do another lottery, and say like this, if the one that died was the Sar Hashem, meaning you know which one died, so if the one that died was the Sar Hashem, Zesh Alalav Agar Hashem is Kaim Tachtav. So the new Sar Hashem is in its place. If the one that was going to be sent off the cliff dies, Zesh Alalav Agar Azazel, so the new Azazel is in its place. Vahasheni, and the second one, which we'll see which one that is, because obviously now you have two, you have an extra carbon. So what do you do with that? Vahasheni, yira ad sheyistayev, let it graze until it gets a mum. V'yimacher v'yipul damim l'nadava, sell it and use the money for carbonus nadava. She'ein chatas tzibor mesa, because the chatas tzibor doesn't die. Rather, you let it graze and get a mum and you redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer tamus. Rabbi Yehuda says, even a chatas tzibor dies. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda. This is going to be relevant for tomorrow's daf, meaning Monday's daf. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda, nishpach adam, if the blood of the Sar Lashem gets spilled out, yamos hamishtaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says, the other one has to die. You have to bring two other goats. Meis hamishtaleach, if the Sar Mishtaleach dies, Yishafach Adam, the Sar Lashem gets disqualified. And the Gemara is going to explain what is Rabbi Yehuda adding in this second Machlokas that he didn't already say in the first Machlokas. That's going to be on tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa, what's the source of this din? Yikach Shnei Sirei Zim Umiyat Sirei Shnayim. It says by the Vodatim Krum, Umei Sadas Bnei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Sirei Zim, Miet Sirei Shnayim. You already know that there's two from the word Sirei. Matam Lama Shnei, what does that have to say? Two. We know there's two. The minimum plural is two. Sheyu Shnei and Shavin. By the way, the Vilna Gaon points out that there's a Rashi in Chumash where he quotes from the Medrash that the sun and the moon were originally the same size and then the moon complained and Hashem made it smaller. So the Gaon wants to know, where did the Medrash understand this from? So it's from this Gemara. We're going to see in the Gemara. Whenever it says Shnei, Shnei means they're the same size. That's what the Gemara just said right now. She Shnei and Shavim. So what does the Torah say? Vayasel kimis Shnei hama'oros ha'gdolim. Shnei means they were both the same size. And then it says hama'or ha'gdolim shels hayom, and hama'or ha'katonim shels ha'layla. So that shows originally they were the same size, and afterwards the moon complains Hashem made it smaller. Shishneim shavim minayin. Afabish ain't shneim shavim ksherim. How do you know? But the evidence, if they're not both the same size, appearance, and cost, it's kosher. Tamud lomar sa'ir sa'ir riba. The extra word sa'ir includes even if it's not the same size. Tamud the Rabbi Rachman. It's only because the Torah includes this. Hello, Rabbi Rachman. Havemina psulani kuvam minol. And how do you know that the din that it has to be the same size would be ma'akev if you didn't have this pasuk sa'ir sa'ir? So that you have to have it the same size. I mean, we have a pasuk. Maybe that's only chachila. Why would I have thought, had I not had this pasuk, that it would be ma'akev? It says the word shnei three times, and the Torah repeats it to say that it has to be equal in size. But now that you have the pasuk sarasar to include that b'di'evit works if it's not the same size, shnei 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 lamali, what do I need all these words shnei? Chad lamare, v'chad lakoma, v'chad l'damim. One teaches me they got to be the same size, the same appearance, and the same value. Tanya Nami Hachi. We also learned in a Braisa a very similar way of learning things. Gabi Kibsei Mitzorah, by the two sheep that a Mitzorah brings to purify himself. Yikach Shnei Kvasim says, Shnei, mi Kvasim, Shnei, Matam Lama Shnei. You already know from the word Kvasim it's two. What does that say, Shnei? Shnei and Shavin. Oh, like the Vilna Gaon said, they got to both be exactly the same size, appearance, and cost. How do you know even if they're not the both the same size, it's kosher b'di'evid? Tamad lomar, keves, keves, riba. Time of the Rabbi Rachman, the only reason he's saying that it's kevis kevis ribas, because the Torah specifically includes it. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. If you wouldn't have that special pasuk, hava mina psulin ikuvah minalan, why would you assume that it's ma'akev that you have to have the same size even with the evit? Saka that the Chamin Gemara answers. TXiv. Tia means it's got to be like that. It's got to be the same size. It's got to be shnei. It's got to be the same height, the same appearance, and the same cost. Hashtag the Rachmana kevis kevis. But now that the Torah says kevis kevis, even with the evit, if it's not the same size, it's kosher. Tia lamali, what does that ikuv teach me? L'shar haviyasa shom mitzora. It's referring to the other halachas of the mitzora that they are ma'akiv b'di'evit. Namely what? Rabbeinu Eliyakim writes, the Eitz Erez, the cedar branch, the Ezov, the hyssop bush, ushni tolas, the crimson ribbon, they are ma'akiv zeh ezeh. So that's where the tia comes in to say, that's ma'akiv even b'di'evit. V'tanya nami gabi mitzora. And we also learned in a brisa, as far as the birds of the mitzora. Ki agavna, very similar story. Tziporim, mi tziporim, shtayim. Matam lom shtei. It says shtei tziporim. What do you mean? Tziporim is plural. I know it's two. Why does that have to say shtei shiyu shteim shavos? Shtei means they got to be the same size. Uminayin shal pish inon shavos ksheros. How do I know that even if they're not shavos, it's kosher b'di'evit, tamalomar. Tzipor, tzipor, riba. The extra word tzipor includes. Time adori rachmana. Holo rachmana, psulos, ikuv minolon. If you wouldn't have had tzipor tzipor, you would have said it's ma'akiv b'di'evit, that it's got to be the same size. How do you know that? Tzakadat, I mean, a tiyaksiv. Hashtag rachman and tzipor tiyalam. Once we have the extra word tzipor to include that b'di'evit, it's kosher, even if it's not equivalent, why don't need tiyah? Says the Gemara l'shar haviyasa shal mitzora. Like we said before, to the other halachas of the Taharas mitzora. Ask the Gemara. Ihachi, if you're telling me where the Torah writes shnei, it's teaching me that they're equivalent. What about the carbon tamid? Gami tmidim nami neima. What about the carbon tamid every day? It says, shnei kvasim b'nei shana tmimim shnayim layom ala samid. Oh, so this is like the Vilna Gaon's Vart. We're going to see the Gemara is going to say, shnayim doesn't mean that they're the same. But at this point, the Gemara thinks shnayim also means that they're the same. So let's say that we never see the carbon tamid shel shachar and tamid shel b'nei abayim have to be the same size, the same color. No one said such a thing. Why not? Umid kvasim shnayim atam lo mishnayim shishneim shavin umenayin shav pish ein shneim shavin ksheirin b'di'evid tamalomar es hakeves keves riba ula mitzvah chinami divinan. So would I dash in these psukim the same way that lechatchila you have to have the karmen tomet shel shach and karmen tomet shel bein arbayim should be the same height and the same color and the same price? Answer the Gemara, no. Shnayim there teaches me a different halacha. Hahumi boyle. You have to slaughter it in the sun. Maybe just tell me that you got to bring a carbon tumid every day. No, I already know from that that you have to bring it each day. You got to shecht it in the sun. What does this mean? Ketzad. Tamid shel shachar, the morning carbon tamid, since the sun rises in the east. So therefore, the shadow is going to be cast towards the west. So, hayanishcha keren tzvonis marovis. So you got to slaughter the carbon by the western, your best chance of having sunlight on it, because the walls of the Azara would block the sun as it's rising in the east, and the shadow, so you couldn't slaughter in the east, because that would be totally in the shadow, in the shade. So you have to slaughter it, keneged ayom, Shnayim Layom, you slaughter it on the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach, Al Tabas Shnia, a little bit off the Mizbeach, so you don't get the shade of the Mizbeach, by the second ring in the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach. The Shalbein Arabayim, but the afternoon, Karban Tamid, where the sun is setting in the west, so now the shadow's going, covering the whole west side of the Beis HaMikdash, so you got to slaughter in the east. Hayinishcha Lekerem Mizrachis Tzvonis, Al Tabashni, a little bit off the Mizbeach on the second ring, so you'd be in the sun. Musafin Shel Shabbos, Vaday speaking to you, Shnei and Shavin. But the Musaf, what does it say? Uvo Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Chavasim Eishnas, like the Vilna Gaon said, Vaday speaking to you, Shnei and Shavin. But the evidence, kosher, even if they're not, but the two carbon Musafs have to be the same height, the same appearance, and the same cost, says the Gemara. Now, the rest of yesterday's daf, Shabbos, and today's Sunday's daf, is all about Shchutei Chutz. Two goats of Yom Kippur that you slaughtered them outside the Beis HaMikdash, Achelo Higur Lalein, if it's prior to the lottery, Chayav al Shneim. So you're Chayav on both of them, Shchutei Chutz, because either of them could have been slaughtered as the Sar Lashem. Misha Higur Lalein, however, once you did the lottery and then you slaughtered both of them outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayav al Shel Shem, Upater al Shel Azazo. So then you're only Chayav for the Sar Lashem, because that was Roy to be slaughtered inside. So if you slaughtered it outside, you violate Shchutei Chutz, you get Kares. But on the Sar Lazazel, which wasn't slaughtered inside, so there's no Kares if you slaughter it outside. Says the Gemara, Ach lo higur l'alayim chayav al shneihem. Brisa says, if you slaughtered them outside the Beis HaMikdash prior to the Hagrola, Ach lo higur l'alayim chayav al shneihem. If it's prior to the lottery, then you chayav on both of them. Says the Gemara, why are you chayav on both of them? What do you mean only one of them could have been the Sar Lashem? Only one of them was ready to be brought inside. You just don't know which one. L'may chazu. To what carbon could these animals be roi before the Hagrola, if you already designated them as a chatas? Answer the Gemara, Rav Chista, ho v'roi l'sara nase b'chutz. No, you could still use it as another carbon chatas for the carbon musaf, which was another carbon chatas. Usir izim echad l'chatas. It could be used as the musaf. And therefore, yichayev for shechting it b'chutz. Says the Gemara, u'mayishna l'sara nase b'fnim. Dilo de mechusar agrela, says the Gemara. You're telling me you're telling me that this animal that you can't. You're telling me that you can't. Says the Gemara, you didn't consider them roi la hakrava because of the sar la shem and the sar la zazel because you hadn't done the hagrola yet. You didn't do the lottery yet. Says the Gemara, maishna the sar nasim ifnim delo. You can't consider, you wouldn't be chayav shchutei b'chutz because these could be used, the mechusar hagrola, because you haven't done the lottery yet. The sar nasim b'chutz nami lochazi, even for a carbon musaf, it's not roi. The mechasri avodas ayom. You're not up to the carbon musaf yet. You can't do the carbon musaf yet. You haven't done all the other avodas yet. So why are you chayav b'shem shchutei chutz? Because it's roi to be a carbon musaf if you couldn't do the carbon musaf yet. Just like you can't do the sar l'Hashem and you can't do the sar l'Azazel, you also can't do the carbon musaf yet. Sav Rav Chista, ein mechusus man lebo bayom. Rav Chista holds, if it's going to be done that day, and the lacking isn't because of an action to it itself, rather it's just all the other stuff has to be done, it's just we're waiting for the time of the carbon musaf. It's not yet the time of the Korban Musaf. It's got to be done in the afternoon. That's not called Mechus Zman as long as it's going to be done that day. However, in order for it to be Roy Lashem, it's missing a Maisa of the lottery, and therefore, that's considered to be Mechus HaGrala, and you would not be Chayiv Shchutei Chutz for that. Says the Gemara. Amar Avina. Hashad Amar Rav Chista Mechus HaGrala Ke Mechus HaMaisa Dami. Now the Rav Chista said that when it's lacking the lottery, Hashtadam Rav Chista, Mechusar Agrola and Mechusar Maisa Dami. Now the Ravina said, Hashtadam Rav Chista, Mechusar Agrola and Mechusar Maisa Dami. Now the Rav Chista said that when it's lacking Agrola, if you haven't yet done the lottery, So you can't violate Shchutei Chutz because it's not ro'oi to be used for the Sar LaHashem or the Sar LaHazazel because you haven't done the lottery yet. So I could learn from this another halacha. You slaughtered a carbon shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash prior to the doors of the Heichal being open, psulin. You could only slaughter a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash once the doors have been open. If you slaughtered it before the doors open, it's pasul. So too, therefore, if you slaughter them outside the Beis HaMikdash prior to the opening of the doors, pater, you don't violate Shchut HaGoz. My time, mechoser psicha kemechoser diet ma'aseh dami. Just like if you haven't done the lottery, you wouldn't violate Shchut HaGoz on the Sar LaHashem and the Sar LaHazazel. So too, if you didn't open up the doors, you don't violate Shchut HaGoz if you slaughtered it before the doors are open. Just to point out, I said something slightly wrong before, right? Before the lottery, neither of them could become Shchut HaGoz. Neither the Sar LaHashem nor the Sar LaHazazel, because they haven't had the lottery yet. The only reason you chayv on both of them is because they both could be part of the Karban Musaf. Okay, just to fix that little thing for the beginning. Okay, Rabbosai, have a wonderful day.